Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sister today that's listening is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father, just ask for any sister that's listening for her soul and salvation and safekeeping and for her to endure all the way until the end. Anything that could be spiritually dangerous to her is revealed and removed, and that she's strengthened to both for herself and then also to be a light. And for the salvation, safekeeping for everyone that she's praying for, and just for all their souls to make it to heaven. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, so again, just going through Isaiah 33, laying out a good blueprint of what happens during times of judgment, where it's talking about thine eyes shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counted the towers? Sort of just this shock that takes place from what I've seen, where all these things that are not true and all these just people who think that they know things and then they find out that they don't and that they're wrong. The truth is revealed. Okay. So staying away from just all of this stuff that's out there and learning Bible prophecy, you know, at the hand of the Holy Spirit with your Bible, just between you and the Lord and Him teaching you it every day. Because He will, if you humble yourself, you'll see that things unfold in your daily life and it teaches you. He'll teach you directly, okay? If you're humble enough to be underneath Him, okay? Because just a lot of that stuff, okay? But you need to know, He says, freely you receive, freely you give, okay? Anybody who's selling you anything, I don't want to get off the subject, okay? But, you know, the Bible commands that you give it for free. You've been given it for free if you know anything, so you give it for free, okay? So you need to be questioning and doubting someone who's going to make you pay, you know, $9.95 for a book, okay? Think, would the Holy Spirit do that? And if not, then what's in that book? Be discerning, sisters, okay? Moving on, okay, I just want to go over this again, this pre-tribulation doctrine, okay, and how it connects to the flatteries and the smooth talk, okay, of the Antichrist, okay, because here again, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1, it says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering on to Him, okay, the return of Christ, and are gathering to Him, the rapture, okay? That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirits, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you, okay? Listen to that. Don't be deceived by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. The church will see the Antichrist. There's no rapture before he comes. Again, the Bible says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1 to verse 4, but the entire chapter talks more about what's going to happen with the Antichrist, so that whole chapter is good. He says it very clearly. I'm going to read it one more time. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering unto Him, His return, and us going to Him at the rapture, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled neither by spirits, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Again, the Bible says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the rapture, the return of Christ, and the rapture will take place after the falling away and the revealing of the Antichrist. The church will see the Antichrist. Need to prepare for persecution. Big time. Big time, church. If you, after hearing these verses, continue to believe that you're going to be whisked away before the Antichrist, you're going against the Bible. It says it clearly right there. And woe unto you, because you're going to be deceived. You're going to be deceived. And it's spiritually dangerous. Nothing is worse than thinking your God has left you. Nothing. You're in a place of falling away when you've been deceived to that point. When you think you're supposed to be whisked away and carried away before something bad happens, and you weren't, and you see something bad happen, really bad persecution, and you weren't whisked away, and you believed and set your heart upon the fact that you were going to be whisked away, you're going to think your God has left you. And you're in danger of falling away. Dangerous. Dangerous. That is a plan to take your soul to hell. Okay? You were warned. If you continue to keep believing that, you were warned beforehand. Know for certain that God did not leave you. God warned you that you're going to see this, that you were going to have a life just like Christ. You were told beforehand by his Bible that you were going to see the Antichrist. And if you find yourself in that situation, just repent of listening to lies and Satan and not the one true God. Okay? All right, I'll leave it there for today. Father, I pray for any sister that's listening again, for her, just her salvation and her safekeeping that she endures all the way into the end, and anything that's dangerous to her is removed spiritually, and that she's strengthened. And again, for the salvation, safekeeping of all of her, everyone's on her prayer list, all of her loved ones, as she comes a light to bring souls to you for eternal life. Ask all these prayers to you, Father. We love you. We thank you so much for your Bible. Ask all these prayers, bless in Jesus' name, amen.